do this.
Katie Martins looks into her computer camera and greets her virtual audience, starting a session of yoga with essential oils.
Couple of deeper breaths as you feel yourself.
She's in her backyard in Saner, surrounded by a forest of changing color.
Breath by breath.
Most of her audience is where Martins lived just 6 months ago, the greater Milwaukee area. She and her family moved to Vilas County, and her students stayed with her virtually.
So it's just like, I can do this from anywhere. Saner's awesome. It's our family house, and it's better for the kids. So it was kind of a no-brainer then at that point.
Her great-grandfather built the home in the woods in 1925, and it's been in the family ever since.
So there's a lot of memories here. There's a lot of great memories, and it was always a vacation place, but now it's home.
As the COVID-19 pandemic hit Wisconsin in March, Martins and her husband, Will, decided to escape the Milwaukee suburbs, come north, and go all in on Katie's natural healing and yoga business, Wellness Compass.
Coronavirus was sort of like that catalyst that was just like, we're doing this. We're gonna do this. So inhale the aroma for four counts.
The home is blessed with good broadband, a necessity for the business. Will lugs a modem and router outside the house for every class, and Katie teaches remote classes from her Northwoods Haven.
Yes, they're in the city, but if they can see that, and they've even commented they hear the birds.
The couple has a fifth grader, Ellie, and a first grader, Carlo. They gave up residence in a top-rated suburban district and enrolled them at Northland Pines this fall.
I love you.
Bye.
Bye, buddy.
Bye.
See you at the pickup.
At first, Katie was hesitant about the quality of rural schools, but Will says Northland Pines won them over.
Thank goodness the schools are really good up here, and that's something that, you know, maybe a lot of people south of here might not understand, but they're really good and the kids are doing well.
It's a pitch Northland Pines Superintendent Scott Foster has been successfully making a lot lately.
I think they're just really surprised that you can have all this and still live in God's country, I guess, as you would say.
Every door you walk in, you know, we have every kid hand sanitizer in and out.
More Northland Pines families than usual chose a virtual learning option for this COVID-impacted school year, but the majority still wanted their children to come in person.
Providence is the capital of Rhode Island.
Foster says the district has about 60 new students this year, at least half from families like the Martins, seasonal residents who decided to stay north because of the pandemic.
Done.
Many rely on improving broadband to work remotely.
It just became real. I think the world of work has changed, so some of these families now are able to work from up here, and that was a huge game changer.
And we have a path to Lake Two on the backside of our house. I'll kind of
That's true for the Bowl family, whose house is between Phelps and Land O'Lakes. Laura Bowl's husband works for a Chicago-based Fortune 500 company, doing it remotely from the Northwoods during the pandemic. Without broadband, the family wouldn't be here.
Without internet?
Without
no way.
At least high speed.
No way.
Yeah.
No way.
The Bowls lived in the Chicago suburbs, and the pandemic shut down their normal life this spring.
The whole park district closed. Every class closed. Ballet canceled. All our playgroups canceled. The mom's group at church we went to every week. Everything shut down.
They sought refuge at their vacation home on Kildare Lake in March.
We came up here like the week that happened, thinking like maybe we'll be here for a couple weeks to a couple months. So that was his vacation house.
But spring bled into summer, the virus didn't subside, and the Bowls let the lease on their Chicago rental home expire, embracing the Northwoods as their new home.
How was school today?
Laura enrolled her elementary schoolers, Abby and Steven, at Land O'Lakes Elementary in the Northland Pines district. She loves that there are only 45 students in the entire school.
It's such an ideal school situation because the school's so small. It's not like the elementary schools in Chicago suburbs where there's like five kindergarten classes and like 600 kids.
If Laura's husband can keep working remotely into the future, the Bulls want to leave Chicago behind and make this home for good.
That's a serious possibility,
Definitely
right?
a serious possibility, yeah.
For now, the kids are getting accustomed to a new school and a new life in the Northwoods. It's a shift just like the one the pandemic has accelerated for so many families.
They'll make friends, they'll adjust, all of us, I guess, are.
Yeah.
So.
For WXPR's Employed, I'm Ben Meyer in Vilas County.
You got a sticker? Was that for finishing your homework?
Yeah.
Good job.
Program support comes from Grow North Regional Economic Development Corporation, a catalyst for economic prosperity in the Northwoods region of Wisconsin, operating in 8 counties and 3 tribal nations. Grow North is currently focusing on workforce cultivation, housing, Northwoods rural prosperity, and broadband solutions. More information about getting involved is online at grownorth.org.